Our network is run by mains power, so where there's no power, our base stations, our exchanges may be off air for exactly the same reason. Innisfail, the Cassowary Coast disaster team are down there. We've got that one highlighted as a priority. They do have normal phone services down there, but we're trying to get the base station back up for them. We've got Yarrabah being looked at as well at the moment. Redlinch has been restored. Smithfield has been restored. So as Ergon is restoring the power, our phone lines are coming back on again as well. But can I just tell you, from the whole of the destructive region, I suppose you could say, for Yarsi, we've got about 67,000 PSTN services off air.
Okay.
We've got about 62 base stations off air. That's the NextG base stations. There's 40 GSM base stations off air.
Right.
So it is quite widespread damage. At the moment, some of our big focus will be around the Tully area, of course. The Tully do actually have PSTN services, so we have been very lucky there to actually have them still working. But Tully South and Tully Heads do not have mobile services at this stage, so that's something else that we'll be looking at very soon as well. Tableland regions, I had a phone call from the Mareeba Local Disaster Management Group, and they've advised me about Ravenshoe, about Telecom Hill Bald Rock, about the mobile base station there. We did send somebody out, but it's not just a generator issue. So we've actually got somebody going out on site again today to investigate further. So that one looks like it's going to be a bit more complicated than just power restoration.
If anybody has any regions that hasn't been mentioned by you and they know they're out and they need to contact, is there a number that they can call?
Absolutely. Now, assess the situation first. If you haven't got power, that's probably a very good reason as to why the telephone line's not working. But the number to call, if you don't think you're affected by that, is 13-2203. I'd actually recommend that people do actually call in there, because we have just announced our Telstra assistance package for customers who are affected by the cyclone. So there's free call diversions from the fixed service to the mobile of their choice. We've also got the mobiles will actually be charged at the home line rates. So when they make phone calls from the mobile, it will be charged at the home line rates. So that the way that people actually get that package is by phoning 13-2203 to be able to hook into to that package to make sure that they're still in contact.
How long do you think it'll be before systems are up and running? Have you got sort of some idea? Week, 2 weeks, 2 days?
It's dependent upon the power. And can I just say, Ergon have been doing a fantastic job of getting things back up and running again. They are very much under pressure, but we really appreciate the help that we've got from them. But it is dependent upon the power in a lot of those circumstances. So, as I said, it'll be site-by-site analysis. So we're going to have to see whether it's just power or whether there's actually damage that's been done to the infrastructure.